Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Jonathan Zook is our guest. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm your host. Jonathan is with the Association for Competitive Technology. He's the founder and the president. Jonathan, tell us a little bit about actonline.org.
Sure. The association is an association of small and medium-sized companies in the ICT sector. And so we just work on issues related to public policy and small businesses and ICT in Washington.
Tell them what ICT is. We don't want any acronyms. Come on.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what it stands for. I just use it, information technology. I guess that stands for, like, information communication.
There you go. We know what IT is because they've heard me talk about it, but ICT,
okay,
that was a new one.
Yeah. Well, ICT, I think, might be what they call it in Europe.
Okay.
So, yes, IT. IT, tech company.
So as I said earlier, Jonathan and his folks keep their finger on the pulse and ear to the ground on what's going on out there. And you guys do a darn good job of letting people like us know what's going on. You guys advocate, you show up, you file briefs in court situations, you fight off the union, the United Nations when they're trying to take over ICANN, et cetera, et cetera. Folks, states trying to impose internet taxation, internet sales tax, all these things. You guys do a lot of good work, Jonathan. I want to congratulate you and thank you for that.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
We're talking about net neutrality. And you had an explanation that as we went to the break you were going to give us. And one of the things I want to do, though, make sure we talk about this segment is under the current, as it stands right now, we actually have a net neutrality regime in that's legal now of some kind with this new regulation the FCC created. And so I'd like for you to talk to us, among other things, about who are the winners and losers.
Sure. All I was going to say is that the reason the debate's gotten more complicated is that there's a couple of things happening at the fringes, if you will, of this core issue, right? The core issue, in large measure, has been resolved pretty much to everybody's satisfaction, right? It's a compromise, and people have a guarantee, basically, that they can get to whatever websites they want to get to.
Mm-hmm.
The question then becomes, What if I brought excess bandwidth to your house?
Right.
So, for example, if you order 3 megabit service, which is pretty good service, right?
Uh-huh.
But the pipe I brought, the fiber I brought to your house, can actually carry 10 megabits mm-hmm. of data. What are the rights of the ISP to the other 7
mm-hmm.
that you didn't pay for? And can they, in fact, help pay for that by making deals with the particular content providers, et cetera, to make that information show up faster.
Mm-hmm.
And so to some that smells like discrimination, but to others it smells like, paying for the investment mm-hmm. that they made to bring things mm-hmm. to the house. And in some instances you have people that want, a specific type of service that not everybody else needs. You know, for example, we have some members, small businesses that do devices for, things like monitoring blood pressure and other medical measurements, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they want the ability to communicate real time and 100% uptime with a central server or something that's
monitoring. And an ISP is going to want them to pay a lot more, aren't they?
Right, that's right. So they're going to charge them more and give them a special deal that's always on.
Right.
And that's going to create a business opportunity that wouldn't have existed
right.
otherwise.
Right.
Because the regular world of the Internet
and
is
the
not
customer,
quite that.
And the, customer,
have those states, right?
And the customer will benefit from that.
That's exactly
so,
right.
So, all right, so not counting your members who are small business users of the Internet, not counting those, but a regular business out there, a consumer of the Internet, in our business, why should they care about net neutrality? And is this a good deal for them? Is the current regime a good deal for them? I got 1 minute.
Yeah, I think the current regime is a good one. It's a good compromise, and now it's time to let experimentation and in the marketplace happen, because that's going to bring more applications, more services
right.
to customers, and it's going to make it more likely that the money's out there to build the faster
right.
Services and bring the faster services to the customer.
So at least we've got something we can work with now. There's nothing nebulous anymore. There's something, somebody put a stake in the ground, and we can work off of this to make it better or whatever.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Okay. Jonathan, good job.
You want to just avoid the voices that are trying to say, let's keep going. Yeah. Let's keep going.
Right. Well done, Jonathan. As close as anybody's ever gotten to explain this in a way that even I can understand. Jonathan, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure.
See you next time. Jonathan Zook, ladies and gentlemen, with the Association for Competitive Technologies. That's actonline.org. I hope you'll go there and check out what they're doing. They do good work. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.